Milo? Milo? Hello? Oh my god, wait, am I in the wrong room? This is room 201. Okay, so this has to be the right room. Oh yeah, and those are literally your shoes by the door. Okay, so I'm not going to jail for breaking and entering. That's good. Although, to be fair, I didn't break in. The door was unlocked. Psst. Milo. Oh, you're sound asleep. At least I assume you are. You're completely buried under your blankets. I can't even see your face. So, since you told me that you're sick tonight, I thought I'd come over anyway and surprise you with a care package. I brought chicken soup, cough drops, and tea. All the things that I would want if I were sick. But I guess you're sleeping, so I'll lie down with you until you wake up. So good next to me. Oh, I've missed you. Oh my god, you are not Milo. Who are you? What am I doing here? Do I have the wrong dorm room? This is room 201. Wait, duh. You are the roommate. You must be Milo's roommate, is that right? I am so, so sorry. I thought that he told me that he's sick in bed with a really bad cold, and I knew he had a roommate, but I just assumed that that was your bed over there and that maybe you were out. I've never actually been in here before, so I didn't know whose bed was whose. Well, Milo and I have only been together for a couple weeks. And I know where he lives, obviously. He's told me where he lives, but we usually hang out at my place. And why are you making that face at me? I'm Milo's girlfriend, yes? Why are you looking at me like I'm a wounded animal? There is something you're not wanting to tell me. What is it? Please, tell me. I know we don't know each other, but right now can you just pretend I'm your best friend in the whole world? Because I really need to know what you're thinking. He's with his girlfriend right now. But did he tell you that? Is that what he said? Right, okay, there must be some kind of misunderstanding then, because I'm his girlfriend. So, he's obviously not sick tonight, is he? And he's obviously cheating on me, isn't he? Okay. How long has he been with her? 6 years. Okay. So, he's not cheating on me, he's cheating on her. I thought he told me that there wasn't anyone else. I feel pretty stupid right now. I probably should have suspected something with the disappearing for hours and the lame excuses. Anyway, not your problem. And not my problem either, because he and I are definitely over. I'm gonna go now. Sorry for the mix-up. Here, keep the care package. Consider it my thank you for not calling the police on me. What? Am I okay? I don't know, not really. But I know that I will be. You know, once I block him, tear up our pictures, maybe punch my pillow a few times. He never mentioned me to you. Figures. We were still pretty new. Oh, wow. What's this picture on the desk? Is this him and his girlfriend? Right. Do you mind if I, you know, break it? Thanks. That felt good. And, this must be his laptop. Interesting. I like the way you think, but no, I'm not gonna break it. I'm not that psycho. These things are expensive. Is this right here a list of all his passwords? And he keeps it out in the open on the desk? For such an untrustworthy person, he's very trusting. That says a lot about you. That he trusts you to not break into his laptop. Listen, theoretically, if someone were to use this list of passwords to log into this laptop, you wouldn't even notice because you're asleep, right? So, how long have you two been roommates? Really? And how's it going? I take it you guys aren't best friends or anything. These passwords are ridiculous. Well, because if you were best friends, you probably wouldn't tell me he has another girlfriend. Unless you had, like, super high morals. And if you had super high morals, you wouldn't be friends with him in the first place. Do you suppose Winnie is a girlfriend or a dog? One of his passwords is Winnie806. I feel like it could be either. Wait, Winnie is his girlfriend? Really? And that worked. I'm logged in. So you know him well enough to know the name of his girlfriend then? Hey, that counts for something. That means you know him better than I ever did. Ooh, this must be his midterm. I think I'm going to accidentally drag this document into the trash folder and then proceed to empty the trash. Too far? Thanks for letting me get this out of my system. You know, I think I am done. I think that was sufficient revenge. Oh god, you don't know what time he's getting back, do you? As much as I'd love to scream at him, I think I'm probably better off just never seeing him again. I'd rather not be here when he gets back. He usually stays the night with her. Right, okay. I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little tempted to trash his entire room here, but that would also mean I'd be trashing your room, and I don't think you deserve that. I really want to rip down all these posters. Yeah, he and I, we kind of bonded over loving the same music. When he told me he had posters of my favorite bands, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was fate. Wait, what? Are you serious? Those are your posters? He told me that they were his. So he lied about that too. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm okay. I don't know. Weirdly enough, I'm not even that sad about it. I guess I'm realizing I never even really knew the guy. And it's kind of hard to mourn a stranger. I mean, at this point, I think I know you better. Sure I do. I know that you're trustworthy. I know your favorite music. I know that you snore really, really softly. And I know what you sleep in. So I can't help but notice you don't really have any pictures lying around. Not very sentimental. Not very photogenic. Yeah, right. Of course you're photogenic. No, shut up. Okay, not another word. Enough self-deprecation. You're cute. Cuter than you give yourself credit for. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you want a girlfriend? Well, whatever you do, just try not to have more than one. Unless they both consent, of course. Some people are into that. How come I've never seen you around? We don't have any classes together, do we? Bummer. Where do you spend most of your time? Here? The cafeteria? The library? Well, see, that explains it. I'm never here, or in the cafeteria, or in the library. The cafeteria food sucks. I avoid it as much as possible. Sometimes I'll go if there's nowhere else to eat, but rarely. And the library, the musty smell kind of gets to me. I could see myself hanging out here, though. In all seriousness, why on earth haven't you kicked me out of your room yet? As far as first impressions go, climbing into a stranger's bed and spooning said stranger isn't my best work. You took forever to wake up. I'd been talking to myself too. Did you not hear me at all? You're a really heavy sleeper then. I'm glad you did wake up. I mean, imagine if you hadn't and I just went the entire night cuddling you. Anyway, you either haven't kicked me out yet because you like my company or you feel bad for me. Which is it? You really shouldn't feel bad for me. I'm just glad I found out about the whole thing before I could really fall for him, you know? Do you like chicken soup? So, wait, let me get this straight. You've never had a girlfriend? How about one of those middle school flings that most people don't even count? Do you have one of those? Really? Not even a crappy 1 week long seventh grade relationship? That's terrible. You dodged a bullet. But hey, I could get you a girlfriend. I mean, if you want one. Yeah, I can be your Cupid. Your wing woman. We'll find you a nice girl. Someone you really, really like who's gonna treat you well like you deserve. What do you say? Well, it's simple. We'll download a dating app. Tinder, Hinge, Bumble. I'll help you make the perfect dating profile. And if you want, I can even help you decide who to swipe right on. It'll be fun. Come on. You're in college. Now is the time to put yourself out there. It's as good a time as any. You know you want to. All the other kids are doing it. Really? Okay, let me see your phone. Okay, App Store. Here we go. Tinder is downloading. Now, the first step is deciding what pictures to use on your profile. Because that's the first thing people see. And unfortunately, even though we all admit it's screwed up, we all judge a book by its cover. It's human nature. Lucky for you, you're cute. So, what are your favorite pictures of yourself? You have to have some. Don't you ever take selfies? Okay, well, you must have at least one picture of yourself on your phone that you like. Okay, well, great, then find it. Here. I will wait. You're scrolling pretty far up there, bud. Remember, it's probably best that whatever picture you choose, you aren't wearing diapers and a pacifier. You found one? Okay, let's see. What is this? You're like 13 years old in this picture. Okay, still, that's still a long time ago. You need a different picture. I'll take a picture of you right now. How about that? Yes, right now. Why not? You look good right now. Stop. A lot of girls are actually attracted to the disheveled, just woke up look. Trust me. Ready? Smile. Okay, you aren't smiling in this. This is not a smile, it's almost a frown. Redo it, come on, you can do better than this. Okay, ready? See? Now that's much better. Good job. Now we will upload this to your profile. And next up, we need to write your bio. So, how about you tell me a little bit about yourself? Okay, that's good. We can definitely use that. Maybe mention your favorite music too, though. You have good taste in music. Okay. Okay, perfect. And is there anything else you want people to know about you? Any secret talents? Any mommy or daddy issues? Any deal breakers? Okay, then let's start swiping. This is the fun part. Oh, wait. Someone already swiped right on you. Look at that. It's been like 2 seconds. Okay, what do you think? She's cute, right? Her bio says... What does that say? I'm a simple girl looking for a good time. Okay, that kind of means she's not looking for anything serious. Is that what you're looking for? Okay, well then let's find you someone who's more interested in a relationship. Nothing wrong with that. How about her? Amanda. She's a redhead. Ooh la la. She likes horseback riding and watercolor painting. That's nice. What do you think? Okay, so let's swipe right on her and we'll send her a message. Okay, how do you want to start off? Whatever we do, we're not going to use a pickup line, okay? Because most pickup lines are lame, and chances are she'll have already heard it before. Let's keep it simple, and we'll stick to the basics. Hey, how are you doing, Amanda? Girls love it when you use their name a lot. It's a thing. Do you want to put a smiley face, or is that overdoing it? Okay, good call. Now, we wait for her to write back. Oh, wow, that was fast. Oh, wait a second, it wasn't Amanda. Someone swiped right on you. Yeah, check it out. She looks kind of familiar. Hang on, that isn't the girl in the picture frame, is it? There's no way. This can't be happening. There's no way. Her name is Winnie. Yep, it's her. Unbelievable. She's cheating on him, too. People really do suck. You said you've met her once or twice, right? She must not recognize you. So, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna swipe right on Winnie? I was kidding. God, what are the chances? It's kind of nice. Now I don't have to feel bad for her. That is one messy, messy relationship. I guess they deserve each other, huh? I need you to restore my faith in humanity. Yes, right about now you seem to be the only good person on this planet. You and Amanda, that is. Speaking of, has she written back? Let's see. Look, she responded. She said, "Hey, I'm doing well. How about you?" We're off to a good start. Okay, what do you want to say? How are you doing right now? You're doing great. Well, wonderful. Okay. I'm great. Now let's ask her about herself. Should we ask her about horseback riding? Okay. What do you like most about horseback riding? There. Send. Ugh, I don't know what I'm doing. I forgot how much I hate Tinder. I don't know, it just feels so forced. I made a Tinder a couple years ago, but I didn't use it much. It's just the awkward, forced small talk that I hate. I wish there was a way to just skip that entirely. I guess I kind of skipped it with you. I mean, the awkwardness was definitely there. I climbed into your bed on accident. But it was awkward in a different way, you know? And now look at us, bonding over chicken soup and relationship troubles. This is actually, I didn't think... That's probably Amanda. Are you gonna get that? Yeah, or we could just take a break from Tinder for a little bit. Okay. Look, I don't mean to pressure you, by the way. With Tinder and everything, I don't mean to, like, force you to make an account. I think I just thought it would be fun to make you a profile. And, like, you know, see what kind of girls you're into. But you don't even have to use the app anymore if you don't want to. Hell, you could delete it right now. What? Backing out? I'm not backing out. What would I be backing out of anyway? It's not my Tinder profile. I'm not interested in Amanda. Look, I don't want to pressure you, that's all. Okay, good. That's good. You don't feel pressured. So, you are interested in Amanda then? You weren't just messaging her for my benefit? You know, like, to humor me. Do you actually think that maybe you'd meet up with Amanda if the rest of the conversation goes well? Maybe. Okay. Cool. What? I said cool. What do you want me to say? Of course I like Amanda. What's not to like about Amanda? She rides horses. She watercolors. She has good punctuation. I'm the one who encouraged you to message her in the first place. You should message her again. She's probably waiting for your reply. Come on, pick up the phone. See what she said. There you go. What did she say? You're blushing right now. What is it? What did she say? Let me see. Tilt your phone so I can read it. Oh, wow. Wow, okay. I guess that's one way to skip the small talk. Who would have thought Amanda had it in her? You know what, on second thought, maybe you should delete Tinder. Because I don't want to be responsible for corrupting you. Look, you've never had a girlfriend, right? You're sweet, and I want you to stay that way. If you mess around with the wrong girl, you could, you know, she could corrupt you. What? I'm serious. No, I am. I'm looking out for you right now. Yeah, duh. Why else would I be saying what I'm saying? You had my back earlier. Now I have yours. This is what friends do. Yeah, aren't we friends now? Cool. Friends. I should probably get going. It's pretty late. And I don't want to keep you up. You should get some sleep. I don't have to go. Okay. But would you rather I go? Okay. That, works out well then, because I would rather stay. What are you doing? Are you texting back, Amanda? You're deleting Tinder. Okay. we'll be single together. What do you say? Deal.